My name is Dave Mason, and I am actually an old Red Hatter, one of the originals. And I spent quite a few years at Red Hat. And when I left Red Hat, I bounced around a little bit, tried some politics, whatever. But I was really looking for something, some way of taking open source that I knew from software and expressing it in other ways. And I heard about this nonprofit that was in Chapel Hill, this public health nonprofit, that had started working in open source software. And I thought, this is interesting. And this is Heather Lagarde. Heather has a long history in nonprofit world, from Human Rights Watch to War Child to UNHCR. And through her work in those organizations, she met a lot of entertainment people, musicians and the like, who had contributed their time, their music, and their money to some of the projects she was working on. Heather was roped into IntraHealth by our friend Vanessa, who also brought me to IntraHealth, sitting back there. So we find ourselves both at IntraHealth, and IntraHealth had already had started working on this HR information system that they had done in open source due to some monetary constraints from the real world of HRIS. And so Heather and I get together and with Vanessa, and we start talking about ways of looking at open source and nonprofit world. At the same time, international recording artist Yusu Ndour had a foundation and was looking for ways to work with IntraHealth on really anything. But I'll let Heather talk a little bit more about Yusu.
So the head of IntraHealth is a Senegalese guy named Pop Guy, and he's really a wonderful person. And he is very close friends with Yusu Ndour, who's also from Senegal. And I had worked with Yusu Ndour on a UNHCR project called Refugee Voices. And so when Pop came to me with Vanessa and Dave all together saying, can you put something open sourcey together with this rock star? How will you do it? All of us together thought of making this thing called the Open Initiative. And that would be a way where we could help spread mobile and open technologies across the developing world, and especially getting local folks engaged with this. Yusu had just released an album called Yoko, which actually means connectivity or connected. And we thought it was really perfect. The goal of that album for him was to use some of the funds to do support youth using wireless technology or using mobile technology and internet cafes. And he thought he could fund internet cafes in Africa, and luckily just commercially that started to happen. So his nonprofit concept didn't work and he didn't know what to do. So he came to us and we all got together and we thought we could use one of his songs and in some ways demonstrate to people who didn't understand what open source was, what it was by using music stems instead of code. And we could make music together and do what some of you guys have shown before, which is recycle, reuse, repurpose music stems instead of code and explain that that's how open source can work and that we could do it either for art or we could do it for global health and really save lives with what the work hackathons and et cetera was being done. So we came up with that idea and convinced a bunch of other musicians to join in with us from Nas and Dakishi and R.E.M. and some of these other guys. And the goal was that we would do this all in a very open way. And so Dave came up with a way to do that.
Right. So thinking about music and thinking about the fact that we wanted, other musicians to join in and remix this, there was really one choice, and that's Creative Commons. And in fact, I was thinking about this last night. I still don't know what else I would have as an option for license outside of Creative Commons to do this. And certainly we needed attribution because this song had already been released under a full rights copyright, and we needed non-commercial because of the record company.
So I had to convince the record companies to do this, and the agents and the artists, and none of them had heard, most of them had not heard of Creative Commons before and were very scared by this concept. But thankfully, David Byther, who is one of the heads of Nonsuch Records, really got behind this. See, they were also representing Yusu, and they understood the concept. And so he was able to get buy-in from his company, and then to go to Warner, which is a very large company, and get them to understand that we were going to release it the stems individually, and people could play with these music stems individually, meaning if you think of a song, it might sound like it's one song, but it has 85 different underlying tracks, and that was what was going to be released one by one. And so we decided to do that, and he let us do it, Warner let us do it, all the agents agreed to it, all the artists agreed to it, and we intentionally also then said anything that they made would also be released in the same way of Creative Commons. And the reason we did that is because we did a global remix contest after we had the celebrities do their versions, and we let everybody use all the versions, all the music stems, and make new music. And so journalists understood this, the lay people who didn't understand what open source was understood it, And we had 500 entries around the world and from 30 different countries. It was totally moving, incredible. We had an amazing group of judges from all of these record companies and some of the stars on board chose. And a really beautiful song from Studio Mali won. So we were quite pleased with how that spread the word about open source and about IntraHealth.
So there's actually a new book out. It's called The Power of Open, and it's all about Creative Commons. I'm happy to have learned this week that Open was featured in this, in very specifics. Heather, with a few choice quotes and one nice picture, is featured in this book. And so I'm really proud of that, and the fact that our work is there, and Yusu's work, and all of these musicians, and everyone else who contributed is in there. So Heather's going to talk about what's happened since then.
So the greatest thing to grow out of it was not the music, though we will play the music, but it was the collaborations and the community built out of the project. We managed to attract a whole bunch of other great open source companies, really innovative people doing a lot of the lab innovation labs all over the world got involved. We have something called the IntraHealth Open Council, and Paul Jones and a bunch of other people in this room are on that council. And that has grown into a lot of collaborative projects all around the world, and open and mobile health projects, e-learning and m-learning, and it's quite incredible what's happened. We're really thrilled with it. And in this last year, we have expanded into doing Clinton Global Initiative Commitment, which President Clinton chose to focus on and be featured at the end of this year's CGI event, which was really exciting for us. And we also run a conference now called Switchpoint, which happens in Saxapaha in the Ha River Ballroom, which is my nighttime job. And so I encourage you to come to that, because that's where we bring a lot of these people together and try to continue the work, the collaborations that really came out of this original small idea with Open, and again, could never have done without, been done without Creative Commons license as a just an engine to drive that whole thing.
Yeah, you know, one thing I wanted to say about Creative Commons is that there's a legal construct to it, but for me, it was more of a facilitation tool, and one that we could not have done any of this without, especially when we started dealing with record labels and other musicians, and so, I love that about Creative Commons. So right now we're going to play you a couple of tracks from the thing.
So this is the original. This one's made by Tuba Crew.
Asheville.
Yeah, there's Asheville, actually.
This is Tuba. It's
Asheville. South Africa.
As we listen.